afternoon, Venable Roofing.
Good afternoon. Did you just try and call back here, Bank of Cardiff?
Who's this?
No, my name's Pete.
Pete, this is Raul Licona with Dependable Roofing?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I think the other day you left me a message about some money.
I did. What did you have questions about? Did you want to try and do some working capital?
Let me get a quick question to you. Wasn't this company's name different before?
No, it's always been Bank of Cardiff for about 12 years, I think.
Oh yeah.
Mhm.
You mentioned something to me about that I had a relationship with you guys before, but wasn't I bought some a piece of equipment from a company in Atlanta one time, and but it had a different name. You mentioned it on your.
Yeah, well, what happens is we work with other banks in our network here, and I think based off of some work that you did in one of the banks in our network, we actually gave you that pre-approved offer for $250K worth of some equipment, financing, and working capital.
Oh, was it? What was the name of the company? The other bank you said?
I'm not sure. I'm pulling up your file right now. One second. How you doing today? What was your name again, man? I'm sorry.
Raul Licona.
Raul. Oh, I think I remember leaving you this message, actually. But, yeah, well, were you more interested now in doing some working capital here, or maybe get some equipment?
How's it work? If I want to borrow $60,000, what is the requirement? You said we were pre-approved for $250,000. How's that work?
Yeah, okay, so you're approved for $250,000. You know, that's just for equipment and working capital. The working capital, though, is actually based off of gross annual sales. So we tend to unlock about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales for you as unsecured cash. So what did you guys do last year?
I don't remember, but here's what I want to tell. I want to buy me a piece of land to put a warehouse. Is that something that they would do or no?
Yeah, of course.
I don't remember what we did last year, to be honest with you, but
Was it over $1 million or what?
It was less than $1 million.
It was what?
It was less.
Less than $1 million? Was it?
I think it was like around $500,000 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we should be able to get you that $60,000, because, like I said, we tend to unlock around 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So if you did about $500,000, we could probably get you that $60,000. Shouldn't be too much of it.
What is the interest?
Okay, yeah, so the interest, it depends on how long you want to take out the $60,000 for. You see what I'm saying? If you want to do it, it could be anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. And the interest rate is going to be lower the smaller the time. So if you take it out for 3 years, I mean for 3 months, it's going to be much less than maybe 2 or 3 years. You know what I mean? The average, you know, is around 10 cents on the dollar. We don't do interest rates because they're short-term loans. You know what I mean?
Oh, they don't do long-term?
No. We do long-term, but it's about 3 years. And we just don't annualize them because some of them, like I said, we could do 3 months to 3 years. So we don't put an APR on it because it just wouldn't make sense.
But for me to pay down a $60,000 loan, it probably take me more than 5 years. You know what I mean?
Oh, more than 5 years? The longest we could probably do is about 3 years. But what we can do is, you know, we can get you, you know, once you pay half of it off, we can actually get you a secondary position here, where you maybe you'd take out the 60, pay half of it off, and then we can get you another 30 or something to help you out there, and just extend it, do another 2-year loan for another 30 or something like that. You know what I mean?
I see. Renegotiate, maybe kind of like renegotiating the deal or something.
Yeah. Well, we do that sometimes for people that either need more money or need it for a longer time. So what I would advise you is, what do you need right away to maybe put the down payment on? Like, can you get away with taking out $30,000 for, 2 years, doing the payments on it, and then once you get halfway through that, we'll take, another $30,000 out for 3 years, and then you'll actually get a better rate from us because we've worked with you before.
I will, for me to buy a piece of property, I will have to pay them the whole thing,
Okay. Well, see, what's your return on investment for the warehouse? Like, what are you going to make off of this?
Well, I want to use it for the warehouse and also for the office, That's what I want to use it for.
Is that going to make you any money for, is it going to help you expand your business at all?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have to pay no rent.
I see.
Yeah, I wouldn't be paying any rent. I would be paying the loan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. How much is your rent right now?
It's about $1,300 a month.
Oh, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. So, so when do you want to do this by? Do you have a project date? Do you have a piece of land that you're looking at right now?
Not at the moment. I'm weighing out my options. So I know that you had called me the other day, and I figure, maybe I'll call you and find out what the deal was with you.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at right now. If I wanted to go forward, that means I will have to make them an offer and make them an offer and say, hey, I will pay you these, and then if they say yes, then I will have to, put money within a couple of months. But now, So you said the longest you can do is only 3 years, right?
Well, maybe I can talk to my underwriter and see what we can do. For now, let's just try and worry about, getting you approved and getting you some numbers here so that at least, you can know if this is the right term for you. I'll talk to him about trying to get it for a longer period and see what our options there. But maybe I'll ask you some more qualifying questions to see what program you can fall into, because we do have a lot of different programs here too. How would you rate your credit?
My personal credit or company credit?
Company credit.
I don't have no idea, to be honest with you. I think it's pretty fair.
What's your personal credit look like?
I think it's like 700.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's either 700 or real close to 700, but it's somewhere in there. Company, I really haven't done my, DNB or...
DNB credit profile? Yeah, I know. It's,
it's just more expenses that I got to do, and I don't really want to get into it.
Exactly, you can't right now.
But let me think about it for some time, and then I'll if I want to.
How long have you been in business there with Dependable Roofing?
Oh man, 16, 17 years.
Okay, and you're 100% owner?
I'm the sole president, and there's nobody else but me.
Oh, okay. Hey Raul, how about I send you an application and you fill it out and get the it's a really quick 1-page application, and once you fill that out and get that back to me along with your most recent tax return and your last 6 months of bank statements, I can have a talk with my underwriter about maybe getting you an extended deal or something where we can, go for a couple years and then refinance and extend it and actually get you some good numbers here. What are you going to do if you can't get this loan? Are you going to try and go to your bank or something?
Yeah, I will have to go to the bank or somewhere else.
Yeah, what did they say? Have you looked into it? Who do you bank with?
I haven't really got that far yet. You're the first one I'm calling.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. All right, so Raul, I'll send you out some information and application. You can review it a little bit. It's in writing, and just fill it out. Get that back. You can get it back to me. Whenever you have a chance, and We'll go from there and see if this will be a right fit for you, because you know you're not the first person that's asked to have a longer term here, and we do deal with that, and we can make some flexibility. We're a private bank, so we can do things the way we want to. If it makes sense and if my underwriter says it's okay, then we can do it. We don't have to follow the same strict rules as like a Wells Fargo or a Chase.
All right, well, email it to me, and if I decide that that's where that route I want to go, I'll put it in the mail. I mean, I'll email it back to you along with everything else that you said. You would say you want to last most recent taxes and what else you said?
6 months of bank statements. Do you do online banking? You can get them off right off your website and just email them over to me. And what's a good email I can send this over to, though?
V as in Victor.
Mm-hmm.
L as in Larry, 7598@bellsouth.net.
@bellsouth.net.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And Raul, you guys, you just do general roofing here? You do anything specialized?
No, just regular, just general roofing, that's it.
Is it commercial or residential?
Both commercial and residential.
Okay. All right, when's a good time for me to follow up and make sure you got everything and see if you have any questions? Tomorrow, Wednesday?
I would say by the end of Friday, by the end of this week.
Friday, sounds good. Afternoon or morning better for you?
Afternoon.
Friday afternoon. All right, Raul, I'll send that over to you, and we'll talk again later this week. I encourage you, look it over, ask him any questions you have, and just get back to me, and we'll see what we can do. A lot of times, we can bend our rules a little bit because, we don't have stockholders and people, telling us what to do, you know what I mean?
Okay, my friend. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Take care, man.
You too.
Bye.